Hey there, this is BZ Collins, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie, and you are listening to Studio 2009.
Blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling alright. Skipping over the currents in the air, reaching to see if you're out there. Come across your radio station, calling out nation to nation. If you can hear me, then say alright. And if you can't,
there is nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome into our studio. You are now inside Studio 2009, only on the GeekCast Radio Network. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. And for our latest podcast approach, today we welcome Jesse W. Jackson, who started Set Lusting Bruce on September 8th, 2015. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Spotify was right. Yay. And then he and Sylvan Groth began a John Hyatt from A to Z podcast on October 13th, 2022. Is that correct?
That seems correct, too.
Okay, which is perfectly good podcast. We're going to take Jesse through how he listens to podcasts and how he got his podcast empire started, and we will explain to Sylvan why we as podcasters are obsessed with podcasting. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
I am fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm okay. I need ice cream, but other than that, I'm all right.
Ice cream always makes everything better.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So yeah, folks, another podcast approach at the end of the year. I am doing something so insane. It's on levels of Jesse Jackson podcasting, and he's been podcasting a lot less longer than I have. So you folks are probably... No. Currently, this will probably be at the end of October. We are taking November off here inside Studio 2009 because we are going to do 31 days of podcasts in December from episode 100 to 131. And before we get too far and get Jesse's origin story and everything else, I'm insane, folks. And episode 100, I'll spoil it now, because I already have it scheduled to be recorded, will be Podcast Approach with none other than Mr. Terry Smith, considering he just ended his podcast. He's like, I'm done, I'm retired, 5 years, that's enough. I'm like, how? There's so many more people that need their music talk stories told. Anyway,
yes,
that's his thing. So, going all the way back, getting started as podcasters, when did you discover podcasts, and what was the first one you listened to?
So, it's so long ago, but what I'm pretty sure it was either the Firefly podcast that the guys from Farscape were doing. There was a spinoff of the Farscape podcast, the Scapecast.
Mm-hmm.
And probably at the same time, the Galactica Quorum, which was a Battlestar Galactica podcast. And then I also, at the time, there was Ron Moore did a official Battlestar Galactica podcast that really, really was interesting, because I'd never heard someone, like, he talks about, like, hey, some of you may say that this is kind of a cheat because we did this for the characters, and I think that's actually a fair get, you know. And so I'd never heard a showrunner that honest on a podcast. Right. So yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. How long after you started listening did you want to start your own podcast?
My secret origin story, which is not so secret, is I started calling into you know, leaving voicemails and feedback to the Battlestar Galactica, the Quorum podcast. And they really thought that I had, you know, kind of thought I had a little something. So they, when they were doing some special episodes, they would have me call in. So along with other people.
Right.
And then in the Farscape podcast, decided that they were going to do a Farscape rewatch. That they were going, and the premise would be that a Lou and Karen, who had seen Farscape many, many times, would join, and they would have someone who's never seen Farscape join them. And then there, the fourth person would be a rotating veteran. And originally, they thought that it would take, we would take turns who was going to be the newbie. And it turned out that they really liked me. And so they had that. And so I'm trying to look that up, because you always say that you've been podcasting longer than I have. And I actually, I think I'm as long as you, if not a little bit before, because when you throw in the Farscape podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll look for that. But then what happened is, as we're doing this Farscape podcast, Karen reached out to me and said, I'm thinking about doing a Castle podcast. Would you want to join me? And I did. The earliest episode I can find is August of 2012, though I know we were doing it before then.
Okay.
And for the, I started out as someone just being, you know, just being part of the panel.
Yeah.
And Karen was doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Karen had to schedule, edit, upload. And so I started saying, hey, do you want me to drive the bus? Right.
Yep.
And she said, yeah, that would be great. So that's when I started doing more of the, doing this more of just actually not being just a passive person, but actually, you know, kind of becoming, doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened, and kind of what that, and then the rest of the journey went to doing everything else like I was going.
Right, exactly. Yeah, if you can beat December 12th, 2008, that's when I started.
All right, that's my goal. I'm going to make a note and then see, and then we will know. So, yes.
Oh, boy. All right, yeah. What was your plan in getting your podcast off the ground when you first started it back in 2015?
So Rob Southgate, who runs Southgate Media,
mm-hmm.
reached out to me and said, because I had been on a guest place on a couple of network shows that were on his podcast. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, we're thinking about doing I want to do a Doctor Who podcast. Would you want to host it? And I said, well, yeah. And so this was right when Peter Capaldi was taking over as the Doctor.
Okay.
So I'll do a quick search for that. So I reached out to Charles Skagg, who is one of my oldest friends. He, we had been in a Titan Talk APA. And for those of you who may not remember, an APA was kind of a, before there was the internet, it was kind of a physical bulletin board where you wrote things and you send them to one person, and that person, you know, sent them out to everyone. And so we really decided we were going to do this together. And so that was in 2014, we started doing The Next Stop Everywhere, a Doctor Who podcast. And then a couple of things happened. One, during the 80s, there was an 80s podcast on our network, and the guy wanted to take his summer off, but he didn't want to not do episodes. So he asked people to do guest episodes. And I got a couple of my friends to talk about Bruce Springsteen albums of the 80s and had a really good time. Springsteen and I was the film that was kind of a fan documentary mm-hmm. about all these fans explaining about what Bruce Springsteen's music meant to them. And then the third leg of this origin story is Lynette Carolla, who at the time was married to Adam Carolla, did four or five episodes where she talked to friends of hers about their Bruce Springsteen fandom. And of course, friends of hers are famous, right? Yep. Like including the creator of Who Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped doing them. And I knew I wanted more Springsteen discussion in my podcast feed, and no one was doing it at the time. So Mike, in the spirit of lighting a candle instead of cursing the darkness, I went to Rob and I said, hey, I want to do a Bruce Springsteen podcast. And he says, okay, what's it going to be? And I said, well, I'm going to talk to fans about why they love Bruce. Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. He said, how are you going to find him? I said, I'm going to find him through social media. Okay, great. Go for it. And he loves telling the story. He hung up the phone. He looked at his wife, Martha, and said, okay, we're going to do a Springsteen podcast. I think we'll get a season out of it. To him, a season is 12 episodes.
Oh, boy.
Right? That yeah. So I am currently at 1,200 plus.
Yep.
And I am not doing, you are doing one better than me. I am doing 30 days of Springsteen in November. I am doing 30 because of the no podcast, you know, the national podcast movement, no pod month. So I'm doing 30 days of Springsteen in November, and I will be discussing, and I have some very special guest stars, including someone you may recognize, listeners, talking about one of their favorite Springsteen albums. And we're going to do 30 episodes in 30 days.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about, folks. I was not born in the USA. I was born in France.
Yes.
So just to pull it back behind the curtain, I did not set out to do episode 100 to 131. That was not the original plan for December. That wasn't the plan at all. But how I have been doing my podcast the last couple of years is I will pre-record everything. I will then spend 7.5 days editing. I will record a whole, like this week, as we're recording this in October, I have recorded every single night of this week, Monday through Friday. From October, what was that, 13th to the 18th or 14th to the 18th, whatever it was. Yeah, it was 14th to the 18th.
Yeah.
So I then will take, okay, that's recording, that's this. If it has to go out immediately, I will edit it and then put it online. But the rest of it, it's like I'll edit it all the next week. So I do one recording week, one editing week, one recording week, one editing week. And Studio 2009 has just kind of, well, it's snowball, and this will actually be episode 97. People will hear it at some point in October. Episode 99 will be our Halloween episode, and then I am taking November off from the podcast to record everything I have to record for December, because, like I said, and part of this may not even happen, because I'm planning on changing this completely up. But as of right now, we have been doing a 12 months of Star Wars thing since 2016 or so, or whenever it was. I don't remember when we did it, when we started it. So we got those kinds of episodes where we're talking about, like, we've gone through all the films, we've recorded all the episodes for all the films. The first six are out, the next three will be out as this goes on. We are going to cover the holiday special and the Lego holiday special. We are going to cover, and then we're going to go a completely different direction. My buddy Dave and I, we were going to cover Columbo season by season, the 10 seasons of the Columbo Peter Falk series, you know, Just One More Thing.
Okay.
You know, all that and everything else. Except my thought was, oh, what if I want to make this a separate podcast, which led me down a whole other rabbit hole of whatever. So I don't know if that's going to happen. And then the rest of it, because it's 2024. It's 30 years from 94. And I'm like, ooh, 30 years of films. We can do Forrest Gump, Speed, Drop Zone, Terminal Velocity, Pulp Fiction, iRobot Taxi is 20th anniversary. So I have this whole plan. Like, I don't even know if it's actually going to happen. I know is that I am going to get to episode 99 and you people will have content through Halloween. After that, it's up in the air. I have no clue. So which do you prefer? Now, we just, as of this recording, it was just published. It was just released. My buddy Steve Megatron and I, we did he wrote up a couple of articles about podcasting and the history of podcasting and the renaissance of it all and the podcasting boom that happened with 2020 and all that happened in that whole thing and whatever. And we were discussing the difference between a podcast, which has always been primarily audio, and then video podcast or podcasts that are video versions and whatever, whatever, whatever. So which do you prefer, audio or video podcasting as a fan and as a producer?
I like audio because I can do other things while I'm listening to it.
Yep.
I have a YouTube channel for Set Listing Bruce, and every once in a while I will, if I think it was a pretty good discussion, I will edit it and put it up. It is harder to edit video than it is audio.
Yep.
Because I haven't done it very much. And while audio, I've gotten decent at it. So that's it. I do record via Zoom. Mm-hmm. That's one of the few good things that came out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Is I used to do Skype and people didn't know what Skype was. And I had to buy a Skype, phone number.
Yep.
But after the pandemic, everyone knows who Zoom is. And like everyone kind of, oh, okay, it's a Zoom link. So I do record and I have a small Patreon group and they usually get the unedited video after I record it. Like within a day or two, I upload the video that's unedited and just clear.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can kind of as a bonus for being part of my Patreon.
Yep, absolutely. All right. What kind of setup did you have when you started podcasting and what do you use now? Your microphone, headphones, etc.
Yeah. So I really have not changed very much. I've always had a pretty good headset because my day gig is a call center.
Okay.
So I always had a pretty, not incredibly expensive, but a pretty strong headset. And then what we would do is, we would use, when Karen was doing the recording, I don't know how she recorded it, but I would record, with a Skype recorder, right? So we talk on Skype, we'd yep. record a Skype there. And so I didn't, and then I've done my, at times, I don't think the sound is that much better for me. I know that a lot of people like them. I just like having a headset on because I feel comfortable with a headset on because I've done it so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. I now do my recording on Zoom, and then I use, I used to do Audacity to record, to edit. I now do a script, which helps me edit. I used to use Libsyn to post it, but now then my network, Pantheon, they use, I can never think of it, it is the Megaphone. They use that to publish their podcast.
Right.
Yeah. So I think the biggest change has been the editing because, it is, from my perspective, recording is the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
You get someone on the mic, you start talking, and you just forget you're having a recording. You just have a conversation.
Yep.
In fact, some of my early...
Yep, the recording has always been the easy part.
Yeah. I mean, some of my early criticisms was I told the same stories. And the reason why is because the people that I'm talking to haven't heard those stories. And I'm not thinking about this being a recording. I'm having a conversation with someone. And I am still a little bit self-conscious. And I'll say, okay, and for regular listeners, skip ahead a few minutes. Because you're about to hear something you've heard 100 times.
I say that all the time, dude. Yeah, it's not just you.
Yeah. Yeah, because they haven't. And, you know, every once in a while, Mike, it's always kind of cool when you get someone who listens to the podcast on a regular basis and says they want to join me and they will finish a story for me, or they'll like, oh yeah, you've talked about that before. And that always makes me very, very happy that like, okay, yeah, someone is listening. So that's, I think, my long-winded answer is the technology. The biggest change has been in the editing and how I do that. I started out not just trying to keep everything normal, just with notes. And so I ended up creating an Excel spreadsheet that says when I'm supposed to record with someone and then track, like, have we recorded? Have I edited? Have I posted it? You know, I bought a Zoom license. I used the free Calendly to schedule. I thought about, you know, every once in a while I kick around like, man, because you can only have one different meeting invite. And so for these 30 days of Springsteen, I had to turn off my normal Springsteen invite and create a 30 days of Springsteen because I wanted to really, like, this is my 9th recording this week because I'm trying to catch up because I took a week off in October. We were on vacation. So I'm having to play catch up. So I'm looking forward to this weekend, though I have 3 on Saturday morning and 2 on Sunday morning.
Yeah, folks, I can usually do 2 a day, but he's more insane than I am. And I know he has to catch up at this point because he went on vacation, unfortunately.
Yeah. But I mean, it was this week on Tuesday, I did 3 episodes in a row, 1 at 7, 1 at 8, and 1 at 9. We're going to do 2 tonight, 1 that you're hosting, 1 I'm hosting. And then, as I said, Saturday morning, I have 3. I've got 1 at 9, 1 at 10, 1 at 11. And then on Sunday, I have 1 at 9, and then we'll do 2 episodes at 10. That's for my JKL recording, which is Lou and Karen, and I got together back. We got the band back together 2 or 3 years ago just because we liked each other and we're going through Babylon 5 in chronological order. And so we're in season 5 of Babylon 5. And then we just do for fun. And this week we're going to talk 12 Angry Men, the classic 50s film.
Absolutely. Or 60s absolutely. Film. Yeah. Whenever it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He's almost more of a machine than I am, folks, because 2 or 3 recordings in a day? Oh, my God. The only way I could do that is if it was like 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. or 5 a.m., 5 p.m., yeah. 10 and 10 p.m. Like, I have to spread them out through the day if I did that. Oh, boy. So, heaven forbid, and luckily nothing has happened yet, but if your headphones or your headset or your microphone breaks down, are you going to go out and buy the exact same setup, or are you going to upgrade?
I will probably upgrade to a little better headset. I kick around, currently I have a USB headset, and I kicked around maybe getting a wireless headset, but then I'm always a little nervous that it's going to give me problems.
Yeah, I would stick with wired. I would not go wireless. Yeah. Not for this.
I did buy a really nice mic and had it all set up in my... because when I originally started, this was just in our front room. And about a year ago, my wife finally convinced me to move everything into our guest bedroom. So that's kind of become the studio, as I'm doing air quotes.
Yep.
And so I had had up a mic set up and everything. And problem was, like, if I brought up the files in Audacity, they weren't there.
Oh, no.
And I got all, I know. So, I mean, I went through every version of tech support all the way talking to, and it was one of the, I can't remember the manufacturer name of it now, but it was a really good mic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their tech support said, I don't know why there is no reason why it shouldn't work, but yeah, I would return it. And so, you know, we did. I am kicking around because it does look cool having the, you know, the denser mic and mm-hmm. having the little pop versus just a headset. So I may change a little bit. I don't know. We'd have to see.
Yeah. Well, and again, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, if it works, like yes. My gal is a Chaos Queen. She goes through headsets like crazy. Like, I don't know what. She's one of those YouTube streaming gamer people. And
yeah,
she just goes through headsets like crazy. So that's what I mean. Like, if the stuff for me, I have the same for the last 10 years, ever since I first got them. 2014, I got these. They are the JVC HARX 700s. They are wired. They're huge. You'll see them, folks, when I do my episode of set listing Bruce for his Everything Bruce November podcast series for the albums. But it is wired. It fits my head fine. It's whatever. And the only time I have to ever really replace it is if the ear cups finally get to the point where they are so frayed. And I've only had to replace this thing twice in 10 years. And I bought a third set for somebody else. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those types of people that if as long as I don't have to upgrade it and I can still buy the same one that I know that it works, I know how the sound is in my ears, I know how it all works between voice or between music or between TV or movie. It's like, why would I ever do anything else?
Yeah.
Did you think you'd be podcasting for as long as you have?
No, I really, really didn't. And Terry asked me the question, you know, we have a mutual friend, Terry Smith, and he's going to be on, you know, Terry wrapped it up after 5 years
mm-hmm.
and 100 episodes. And he asked me, have I thought about it? And, you know, Mike, there are days where I am very frustrated. I'm frustrated at the amount of downloads I get.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people that don't seem to care. Mm-hmm. There's now 4 or 5 Springsteen podcasts out there.
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, after 8.5 years of you doing this, that's definitely going to happen. But go ahead. Sorry.
And so I kick around sometimes, you know, because it is a lot of time. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time and effort. But then when I... And this is going to sound like a cliche, right? But like a musician, the stage lights come on, the mic is set up, the person and I go, you know, welcome to a brand new episode of Set Lustig Bruce, your podcast all about Bruce Springsteen, his music, and mostly his fans. I am your host, Jesse Jackson, and it's there. Mm-hmm. And I'm having a conversation with the person, and I love it. So I don't think I'm planning to quit anytime. Sylvan has threatened me because our perfectly good podcast, and that's John Hyatt. We're going through every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order, and it's like July 2028.
Yeah, but that's
if he does no new song.
Yeah, but that's only 4 years. Yeah. That's from this election to the next election. It's okay.
Right.
You'll be fine.
So, yeah, if he does no new
albums or songs.
Releases or songs at all, that would be when the last song would done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I'm behind, but I just started listening to, which episode is it? The gun. I've got a gun. So I'm in the middle of that episode, and she mentions this every time that they podcast folks. Jesse Jackson and his insane ambition of being the podcast machine that he is, and he's so obsessive. Well, we're so obsessive about it is because we love doing it. Yes. It's the conversation from, yes, do I like doing certain parts of the editing? Sure, I like doing the assembling parts. It's the little piddly parts of cutting out. And I'm not saying everybody does this. I'm trying to get people not to do it. But it's one of those things where I am perfectly fine with me saying a sentence and then me losing my mind and not remembering what the next word is in the sentence and going, oh, crap. But then there are people that will be like, well, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to spend the next 3.5 hours cutting all that. Because that, to me, personally, just sound, and we'll get to the whole sound thing later. But it's one of those things where this is what we do. And I've never paid attention. Steve is the one that does all the website stuff. And, I mean, I can see the numbers and stuff. But, like, the numbers at the end of the day, because we're doing this for mostly for free. Yes, there are people that do Patreon things or do special things if people would like to donate or would like to pay for them. And have I had people donate and do stuff for me over the last 16 years? Absolutely. Thank you to everybody who ever has. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm saying at the end of the day, I've just upgraded my microphone. Earlier this year, last year, I forget when it was, but like, you know, after I think the last time I upgraded was like, it's probably been a decade or so out of the 16 years. Yeah. But like, I'm just sitting here having fun with my friends at the end of the day. And as long as the final product sounds good to my ear, and I've been listening to podcasts since late 2006, early 2007. And I know what I like to hear and what I don't like to hear. And I'm one of those anal retentive people that will pay attention to, oh, hey, you missed an ad break here. Oh, hey, this isn't there. Or that's there. Great job. But look, both positive and negative, not just negative, but it's just one of those things that I pay attention to the stuff that I'm listening to because I am a listener of things. And yeah, it's just, you know, what else are we going to do?
One of the things that I was fascinated by, I went through a spell where I was listening to a writer's podcast where they were interviewing writers of TV shows and movies. And, you know, when they interview a showrunner, they would say that if they were a dramatic TV showrunner, that they can't watch, they have to watch sitcoms or reality TV, because if they watch another drama, all they see are, why did they do the ad break there? Why did they do that cold open, right? They couldn't. And the same thing, a comedy writer said, yeah, I have to watch drama. I have to watch, you know, Fargo, because if I do, oh, that was a bad place. You know, they kind of had a weak going into the ad break. That joke should have been tweaked there because you can't turn it off.
Right.
The podcast I really love, I'm able to turn my mind off.
Yep.
But with a new podcast, everyone's got to be their own person. But if you're 10 minutes into the podcast and still doing introduction that is not necessarily interesting.
Yeah.
I I'm like, okay, let's get to the meat.
Yeah.
And you know, but I know other people, if that's the story, then that's, you know, that's their format and works. And you and I have talked about this in the past, Mike, that when people ask me, hey, I'm thinking about doing a podcast, what's your advice? And I go, first off, make sure it's a broad enough topic that you're not going to run out of things to talk about.
Yep.
If it's a really narrow target, you may find yourself in people struggle after 7 to 10 episodes. Unless you're planning to do a limited series, right? I'm going to do just a thing. Secondly, don't stall, just go out and do it, because the first couple are going to be bad and you'll get better as you do it. And the last is, pick a topic that you would do if no one listens.
Yep.
And Karen and Lou and I, every Sunday, meet And we get no downloads. I mean, none. But it is our chance for the three of us to hang together.
Yeah.
And that is just a lot of joy. Back when you and I, way back when we were watching Daredevil, the first season, right? You and I were doing that. You know, we did it just because we wanted to talk Daredevil to each other.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where, like you said, like, yes, you can have the ongoing, I don't want to say, I'll say general. I don't want to say generic. You know, the like we have Geekcast Radio, which is technically my geekiness. We have Altered Geek, which is technically Steve's geekiness, and he does his own spin. I do my own spin. Technically, Geekcast Radio is the overall flagship show, and anything from anybody that works with us can put stuff there if they want to. But generally, I'm the one making the plan for that. But that's a general overarching thing that has gone on for the last 15 and a half years of the network. Whereas, like, something like reviewing every He-Man and She-Ra cartoon that was ever produced, that's a limited series that lasted us about 10 and a half years and 130-something episodes. But, like, yeah, you yeah, there's two separate ways to do there's many different ways to do audio podcasting. But, yeah, you have to be, like, I've said this before on this show and other shows. Somebody comes to me with an idea to do some, like, your Springsteen and Five Lines thing.
Yeah.
When you sit, when you debuted that idea, I was like, I know exactly where, I know exactly which songs, I know exactly which lines, and I know exactly what story I'm going to tell you when I come back to do that. But it's one of those things where no one's going to get me to do a Lord of the Rings film retrospective or a Harry Potter film retrospective because
yeah.
I've never watched them. I have no interest in I'll spend 3.5 hours doing a lot of things, folks. Watching Lord of the Rings is not one of them, and it all goes back, and this is one of those things, listeners, that I will say, like Jesse does, fast forward 5 minutes, because you've heard me say this before. It was 30 years ago this year. My dad was working for Miller Transportation in Louisville, Kentucky. My dad's been a mechanic all of his life. He's the hardest working person I know. It's where, even though I don't have the same job type stuff that he does with being a mechanic, that's where I get my insane ambition and my insane work ethic from, is my father, as well as my mom too. But my dad, this dude will wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, can't sleep, he'll go to work, he'll come home at 8 o'clock at night and sleep another 3 hours and go back to work the next day. It's just the way he was born in 55, so this is the way that generation was. But I think I've, 31 days of podcasting, am I insane? Oh my god. But it's one of those things where you have to know what you want to do, and the thing about me not wanting to do Lord of the Rings isn't because I don't want to spend the time, it's really because I had a bad experience. So again, going back to 94, when he would clean out the buses or get them in for repair or whatever, these are coaches. These are motor coaches. So they're not city buses. It's the buses that will take people down to gamble wherever they want to gamble at or whatever. Like if somebody's going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, from, you know, it's those kind of buses. Well, those old people that go do the slots and everything else will leave stuff on the bus. And somebody left a very worn copy of Fellowship of the Ring. And I've always been an avid reader ever since I was a kid. I would read anything I could. Right. And he brought it home to me, and I got to the point where in, like, the first chapter, I think it is, where they're like, they were celebrating Bilbo's 11-1st birthday. My 14-year-old brain was like, 11-1st, what? We didn't get that high yet. 111 years old. I get it. It's a language thing, but oh my god. Like, I've never been able to get past that. So I have no ill will towards Lord of the Rings or any of that stuff, but that's the reason why you'll never... I'll be pushing up daisies before. I'll be watching Lord of the Rings in my grave, dude. How have your podcasting goals... Oh, good. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, gosh, probably over 10 years now, but we once did a roundtable with other Southgate Media hosts, and we actually did a roundtable of our blind spots.
Okay.
That, like, I have never, I have watched the occasional X-Files episode, but I've never seen all of the X-Files. You know, and other people like, you know, I've never read nor watched any of the Lord of the Ring movies. The reality is, Mike, there's too much to consume.
Oh, yeah.
There is. And so that was a fun discussion because, you know, and by the way, I've watched the movies and enjoyed them, but I've never read the books. I've tried to read Tom Clancy books and I have the same issue. There's too much. I feel like I'm reading a textbook versus like Clive Cussler. You know, Tom Clancy will spend three pages talking about the Jeep that the guy's going to get in. Clive Cussler gets in the Jeep and starts chasing the bad guy.
Yep. It's like there's only so many fine tooth combs you can do on a G. Like, here's the door, here's the fuselage, here's this, here's like, yeah. Oh my God, just get in the freaking car.
Yeah.
How have your podcasting goals changed since you started compared to now?
One of the things I've done over the years is in most cases, I always have almost 2 months of episodes in the bank because I always worry I'm going to run out of guests. I don't have that worry much anymore. And in fact, because in July, I had to some situations, Linda was ended up being in the hospital for a couple of days. That's my wife. My mother died. And so I spent a week kind of out of town and taking care of that.
Yeah.
So I ended up like I had nothing in the can.
Right.
And so I had a chance where like, okay, I'm recording this today and next Tuesday I'll put it out. And so that's one of the things I've done is I try to keep that going. The other thing I do, Mike, is I try to keep coming with new wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did the 11 questions. Mm-hmm. What is the Bruce Springsteen song you hate? What is the Springsteen you love? What is the song you never get tired of hearing? They had done that for bands on one of my radio stations I listened to. So I moved it for Springsteen. I did do the Springsteen in 5 lines, mm-hmm. Based on Firefly in 5 lines. You know, this fall we're discussing albums. So I'm always thinking of ways to make the podcast different.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that happened probably 2-3 years ago is I always would have people who were not necessarily Springsteen fans, but they were fans of another musician, be it Aretha Franklin or mm-hmm. Prince. Or Bon Jovi, or, you know, and over the years, I've kind of developed someone just who may not be a music fan, but is a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I will interview more creative people now than I used to. And we'll always say we're getting off this Bruce Springsteen train, though I'm sure he'll come up
yep.
as he often does. And we'll talk about something a change of pace because I like talking to people. And one of the guys who is a regular listen to Charles and I on Next Stop Everywhere, the Doctor Who podcast, said, I don't think you do a Springsteen podcast. I think you do an interview podcast where the host happens to be a huge Springsteen fan.
It's true.
And I said, that's a really nice compliment.
Yeah. It's very yeah. true. I mean, it's one of those yeah. things where, like, just because we're talking about podcasting and stuff, half of this story so far isn't, like, we're not even into the nitty-gritty of some of the podcast stuff. So, again, it's
yeah.
When you do an interview show, you have a main thing of why you want the person on, and you have, like, I have these 30 questions. And if the conversation goes somewhere, it goes somewhere. And, you know, that's what makes a good podcast.
I think so. Yeah. And I think that's one of the it didn't take me long to change this, but where I realized that tangents are where you get the gold sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, most definitely. So, with that being said, let's explore your podcast listenership as far as how you listen to them. As a listener, what defines a good podcast to you?
You like hanging out with the people. I think that comes down to where you feel like if you were in a restaurant and overhearing the conversation, you like hanging out with the people. I remember years ago, probably 20 years ago, there was a Doctor Who podcast and they were just crapping on every new episode of Doctor Who, just how much they hated it. And I said, okay, I'm going to quit listening to this podcast because I don't want to hear, if you don't like something so much, then quit covering it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that doesn't mean, I know that, you know, I mentioned Karen. Karen and her co-host kind of tongue-in-cheek hate watched Under the Dome, right? They stuck with it and they just like, this how bad can this get?
See, I will never hate watch, hate listen, hate, and no, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Just can't.
And then we, like, I have had episodes of Doctor Who that I don't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And toward the end of Castle, the last season and a half, two seasons, we still liked the characters, but we didn't like the stories that the writers were writing for them.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it. So I like spending time with the people I listen to. And they either make me think or they make me laugh. And those are the ones I usually like.
Yeah, absolutely. As a listener, what does a podcast have to have to draw you in?
It has to have, it's got to be interesting. And what I mean by that is whether it's Jon Stewart doing a weekly podcast covering a political topic, or it's Penn Jillette basically just telling stories, it has to be interesting. I don't worry too much about sound quality. I mean, if it's horrible and you can't understand the person, that is bad. But it is, I think that's the most important thing is they have to be at least somewhat interesting.
Absolutely. All right. As a listener, do you prefer short 30 minutes to an hour and 30 minute shows, or do you prefer longer podcast episodes, as in 2 hours or more?
I struggle with this question that if I would make my podcast shorter, would it be more consumable? And would this be a better podcast if I did cut out the stories that have been told before, right? Because, and things. So I don't care. I think it runs through the Story Song podcast is one of my favorite podcasts. And these are two guys and a gal that basically take story songs from various decades and they break them down lyric by lyric and making up stories and just having fun with it. That's the first half of it. And the second third, they actually get into the reality of why was this song written? What was this done? What was it going? Like they do Redheaded Stranger from Willie Nelson. Then the second third is they'll talk about Willie and the album, what it was. And then the third part is they kind of wrap it up. Sometimes that's an hour and 20 minutes. Sometimes it's almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The absolutely amazing History of Rock and Roll in 500 Songs that Andrew Hickey is doing can go sometimes 2 hours, sometimes three. And in fact, he recently made the change that I'm not going to, I may have to do four parts to cover this phase of the Rolling Stones, but I will do four 2 hour episodes. So it isn't like one episode that's, you know, 3.5-4 hours. There is some fun to, I subscribe to the local sports station that I listen to, and they do a top 10 every week and every day. And so they'll do segments that are 10 to 12 minutes long that I didn't get to hear. I will listen if it's an interesting topic, you know, and the guys from We've Got This podcast they stick about an hour. And so it just all depends on, you know, as long as the conversation is entertaining me, I keep listening. And if it stops entertaining me, I will just drop out of the podcast and then, okay, this one wasn't for me, and I'll catch the next one.
Absolutely. As a listener, do you start at the beginning of a podcast, the most recent episode, or do you jump around?
Great question. I tend to, if I discover a new podcast, it's usually because something happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to look this up. There is a podcast I just discovered.
Okay.
He did Born to Run.
Okay.
And so someone sent me the link and said, hey, Jesse, I know how big of a Springsteen fan you are. You may want to check this out. And so I did. And it was fascinating. He's a musician and he actually plays parts. He not only talks about the lyrics, but he talks about what Bruce is doing musically, and he plays it on different instruments. And I made the joke that I thought I loved Born to Run. I did not realize how much I loved Born to Run or why I loved Born to Run till I heard this guy break it apart. If it's a current events, like TV's top five it's now stopped because one of the co-hosts no longer works for a Hollywood Reporter.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did it, I didn't go back and get old ones because it was a new one, even though I might go, oh, that would be a good interview with someone. So I think it depends on what I'll do is like 1001 album complaints is basically a bunch of guys talking about the list of 1001 albums you need to listen to before you die. And they break it apart just in random order and go, let's talk about Bonnie Raitt, Nick of Time, and then decide. And then ultimately at the end, they make a vote. Is this one you should listen to or no, you shouldn't? And so I cherry picked episodes that I wanted to see, like Ray Charles, Modern Sounds and Country and Western Music, because I love that album. So I think it depends on the podcast. But for example, Kevin Pollak started doing a Mrs. Maisel podcast, and I started at the very beginning. So if it is about a TV show or something,
yeah,
I tend to go at the beginning, and then I will sample and then go, okay, Cocaine and Rhinestones is a history of country music. And I started out just cherry picking an episode and realized that, no, I want to start listening this from the beginning. Yeah. Same thing on the history of 500 songs. I needed that at the beginning. How about you?
I start at the beginning. I usually start at the beginning anyway, because I'm one of those types of people that if somebody has a beginning to their story, then I need to start at the beginning. Like, there's no...
Okay.
There's no jumping around, or there's no, like, maybe if I want to test to see if I'm going to like the podcast, I'll listen to the most recent episode. That's usually, like, with stuff that Steve and I already do anyway, to hear other people's opinions. Like, if it's a geeky news podcast kind of thing, and I'm not listening to it to get, but usually I'm not listening to that type of podcast anyway, because half the time we're doing those types of podcasts.
Right.
Because I don't want that to influence anything, and then I have to go back and record a retraction or any of that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
but I always start at the beginning, because it's just one of those things where it's like we always say, every episode is a person's new episode, no matter where they are or what they've listened to. I always have to start at the beginning, because I want the beginning of whatever show that is to, like, I want to go from the beginning to the current, or in the case of certain podcasts that had, like, with Terry's, it ended at 100 episodes. I started at episode one, and I went to, well, I haven't yet. I need to listen to the other ones. But, like, point is, if it's a finite listen, then absolutely. Always start at the beginning, folks. As a listener, how many hosts are too many on one episode?
I think as a listener or as a host?
As a listener. How many hosts? Like, when you turn on a podcast and you hear seven voices, is that too many? Is five too many? Is two not enough? So how many is too many?
I think unless you do it right, more than three or four can get confusing.
Yeah.
Because you want to, unless it's for a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have done where Bruce has a new album, or there was a controversy with Bruce was over, you know, the cost to get into his commercial, you know, his concerts were too. And so I had dozens of people on, and we kind of did a round table on that. But normally I think three to four is good. I know that sometimes, you know, people want to have more, but it also then can get a little long. You know, and I just said I don't care about my length, but the reality is it can be intimidating if we're trying to, okay, I'm trying to listen through this, and it. So I think that's the right amount for me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to run into a podcast where there's eight and I'm going to go, oh, that was perfect. You know,
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing about having more than three is like the sweet spot. Four is good. Four, you can juggle. Five, you really need like a full on spin the bottle kind of thing, like spin it. It stops in front of you. This is where you give your opinion on whatever the topic is. You spin the bottle again, and then the next person go whatever. But when there's too many voices, it's kind of hard to hear anything.
Right.
And so yeah, we kind of already talked about this one. But when do you stop listening to a podcast altogether? So if it's something you've been listening to for years and you listen to their new episode and whatever the host says, they just say something so just that just makes your face red that you're like, nope, I'm done.
So it's usually not for anything too specific. It's that I run out of time and I find myself, there is only a finite amount of time to listen to podcasts, to watch all the TV I want to watch, and to record all the frickin' podcasts I'm doing myself. So I will reach a point where, I'm going to have to drop this one because, and the beautiful things right there is they're there if we, you know, you can always go back and check it. So it's usually because my shelf, I only have a finite shelf. So the one podcast gets pushed off because I've added another one on there. And then there are some that I really, really enjoy, but I will skip because the topic at this point, I'm sure it would be really interesting to hear them talk about it, but I'm going to skip something else because I just don't have time to listen to everything.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely definitely an issue that we have, folks.
Yes.
All right. So what podcasts are you currently listening to and what would you recommend to our listeners?
I think Penn Jillette does a very entertaining podcast every week, which is Penn Sunday School. The Story Song podcast, if you are a fan of music, and especially the way I grew up in the 70s, you know, that was my teenage, you know, they do a great job of breaking down the songs in a really fun, clever way. They just recently did My Boyfriend's Back by the Angels, right? And they right. had this whole discussion on, all right, well, was she really true to him? Was she not? Like, you know, it just, they really start going outlandish.
That kind of, it kind of reminds me of another song. Did she get in the car? Didn't she get in the car?
Yes. Yeah. So I did that. Cocaine and Rhinestones is, if you have even a slight interest in country music, I really recommend this. Is he's done two seasons. The second season was nothing, was about George Jones and Tammy Wynette. The first season, he kind of did everything from, you know, Buck Owens and the Harper Valley PTA. And he just really, really knows his stuff. And, you know, and I'm looking at my pod here. One of the things that is really fun, and I selectively pick this because I just don't have enough time, but there can only be one, is a, also is a Pantheon podcast. And what they do is they go through every album of a artist, and you can only pick one song from each artist, each album. And so that makes for, and it's him and a guest. My Weekly Mixtape is another fun one that, and they'll do, we did a Bruce Springsteen mixtape. We'll do a, you know, One Hit Wonders playlist. And it is the ultimate mixtape, right? Is 10 songs on one, 10 songs on the other side, like a cassette. And so you take turns picking it. So I always have a lot of fun with that. So those are kind of ones I drop by Naked Lunch, which is Phil Rosenbaum and David Wilder. They've had some really interesting guests on because of both of their connection to show business. As I said, Mrs. Maisel Pod, if you're a fan of that show, Kevin Pollak has interviewed everyone that was in part of the show and had just a great time talking to them. So, and then I will go through, I'm currently listening to HBO's The Official Penguin podcast. I really love the House of the Dragons podcast on there. And because I adore Hallmark movies, Deck the Hallmark, is I try to go at least once or twice a week on there where they talk about, and there are three guys on this, and they start every podcast with, you know, my name is Fran, and I love Hallmark movies. My name is Brian. I like Hallmark movies. My name is Dan. I hate Hallmark movies. And they rotate talking about the different movies, and they're, you know, and once again, you like hanging out with these people, and that we got this with Mark and Hal, which is a really fun podcast where they debate the, you know, what's the best sock length, what's the best place to consume a meal. And then one of my first podcasts I listen to is tuning into Sci-Fi TV, and that's where Brent, Kevin, and Wendy to talk about the latest science fiction TV shows. So there, that's kind of where I go. That's and then there's others I pick up here and there.
Then of course, folks, there's always Music Talks podcast. How can you forget that?
Yeah, and because it's not like yes,
it's not yours. That's yeah. why. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I was lucky enough to, you know, Terry gives me way too much credit for inspiration for that. That is, and the nice thing about it is he currently is not doing new episodes, though every once in a while, you know, I talked to him recently and he said that right now he's happy, but he will talk to someone and go, God, he'd be a great guest. So I don't know. I've told him he's welcome to come back anytime. And I would put it on my feed if he doesn't want to do it. But yeah, it is, you know, Music Talks. The premise is you pick a song from every decade you've been alive and you use that to tell the story of your life.
And after so many years, I finally convinced him. Now, this was an episode of Geekcast Radio. It was not an episode of Music Talks, but I convinced him that I could take one rock band and pick a song from every decade I've been alive and even a couple of decades that I wasn't alive yet. So I had him. I told him, I said, I've been a fan of this band called Blackstone Cherry since 2011, their third album Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And I guarantee you from the 50s to the 2020s, I can pick one song that fits the sound or the style of each of those decades, because these guys, even though in general they're Southern rockers, they have roots in blues and bluegrass and this, or they're from Edmonton, Kentucky, for crap's sake. So, you know, I did that, and he was like, first of all, the first thing he said, first of all, Mike, you picked songs from decades you weren't even alive in yet, and you picked a song for a decade that hasn't even started yet. I said, well, yeah, I'm an overachiever. It's just the way it works.
I picked Bruce Springsteen covers for every day. I picked a song that he had covered for every decade I've been alive.
Wow.
So
that's awesome. I need to go back and listen to that.
50, 60, 70. Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I need to go back and listen to that one. All right. Getting into podcast. And, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. And if you want a short podcast, the Stupid History Minute podcast is no more than 2 minutes every day, and he just gives a stupid history from everything from the Rocky Horror Picture Show to super glue to fried pickles, Gatorade, and it is 2 minutes, and he puts a new episode out every weekday. And it is just a lot of fun. There used to be, they don't do it anymore, but there used to be a 2 minute Doctor Who podcast. And that was a lot of fun too, because you're like, oh, okay, great. Yeah.
Oh, how that would take you for. Look, I've made plenty of podcast plans, and we'll talk about podcasting planning when we get to the production side of it. But I've made plenty of podcast plans in the last 16 years that usually are like, okay, we're going to do this, and it's going to be for the next 2 years of our lives. Like, I don't even know what a 2 minute Doctor Who podcast, how long that would take to get through everything. Holy crap. That's a little extreme. All right, getting into podcast production. As a producer, do you find yourself listening to podcasts less and less?
No.
Really?
No, I don't know. I don't. The only reason I stop is just I don't have time.
Right.
My current job does not allow me. My previous job, I did a lot more administrative work and where doing a lot of clerical and meetings. And in between meetings, I was just at my desk working. Mm-hmm. So I would listen to podcasts on the side, you know, there. My current job, I actually am active on the phone. Yeah. So I cannot listen to as many podcasts because I, you know, I've got to answer the phone.
Yep.
So that has cut down some of my same thing when I had a longer commute. My commute isn't that long now. Mm-hmm. So I have that. And I tend to listen to podcasts either in the car or at work. If I'm home, I'm either recording a podcast or I'm editing a podcast or watching TV.
Yep. Absolutely. I just mentioned about the planning side of it. As a producer, are you a podcast planner or are you throwing stuff at the mic to see what sticks? Please don't throw stuff at me.
Yeah. No, I have, as I talked a little bit, I have an Excel file that has SLB schedule. So I have episodes scheduled between now through December 17th of the name of the person I'm going to record. I have a Google calendar that shows someone is going to be on. I send them a Google invite through the Google calendar. It includes the Zoom link and it includes a agenda. We don't stick to the agenda, but it is the bare bones of what the conversation is going to be. And so that way they can, it's always very cute when someone sends me a long document where they answered all the questions. And I appreciate them and tell them that's very sweet of them, but I didn't need that because the whole idea is to be spontaneous. You know, if so that we do that, I have on that same spreadsheet, I have when I'm projecting this episode to drop so that I can see, am I going to do one a week? Am I going to do two a week? Am I going to try to do, as I'm doing for November, I'm going to try to do 30 episodes in 30 days. Same thing with Perfectly Good Podcast. We have a Google Doc that has every John Hiatt song on the document, and we have when we are scheduled to record them. We record every other Wednesday, and we do two episodes a night. So, and then Charles does the Doctor Who podcast, and he sends out, we do every other Wednesday, and he has the list of through January of what episodes we're going to record.
Yeah, planning is always a good thing. Having some sort of plan, even if it's not a projected, like again, planning is simple if you're doing something like watching all 98 episodes of the original Transformers cartoon. That's a simple plan because you can then fit that into a specific series. Yeah. Always have some sort of plan, folks.
Yeah.
As a producer, are you a one-man show kind of host, or do you prefer working with co-hosts?
You know, I do not do anything solo. I have done them certainly with, like, after a Springsteen show, I will record my thoughts about the episode, you know, the show. Concert I
yeah.
just saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as a show, but with my Bruce, I am interviewing someone with Doctor Who. Charles and I often have what we call a guest companion to join us to discuss the episode. If not, it's just Charles and I discussing the episode. And then Sylvan and I talk about John Hiatt. And then when we have a guest, we have them join us. And then on, like when I'm doing House of the Dragon, which is Small Council Matters, I'm not a host. I'm just one of the panelists. And there's four of us that discuss that. And, you know, to kind of follow up your question about how many people are on the podcast, I think one of the things you need to do is if you're the host or the traffic cop is, you know, set, like Wendy hosts our House of the Dragon podcast and she sends out a document in advance and it is, you know, we'll have our, you know, each of us speaking and they'll say that, you know, this is the order that it's going to be. You know, Sean is going to go first, and then, you know, then Christine, then Jesse, then Wendy. And then, so then the next week, it may be Christine, Jesse, Sean. She'll rotate it. But that way we know that I'm going to speak after Sean this week. So when Sean finishes, that way Wendy doesn't have to say, and oh, now how about you, Jesse? So that makes it a little bit smoother. when I'm interviewing, I just had Professor Ken and Professor Ken on the podcast. I had both of them were professors of music at Monmouth University. I just had a new book that's a scholarly book at Bruce's Music. And, you know, so I had to go and Ken, and I used their Ken W or Ken, their last names so that I could do them. But, you know, back and forth on that.
Yeah, absolutely. As a producer, do you feel you need the mixing board and all the fancy stuff that you would essentially be found at a radio station? Or are you good with a great mic and headphone setup?
I know that if I had a mixing board and if I had someone to teach me how to use it, mm-hmm. I could probably do some fun things with it. But since I don't have either one, yeah, I don't need it at all.
As a producer, how much time do you put into the editing of the show?
Well, I think some of my critics would say not enough.
not it saying is, a damn thing, folks.
Yeah. You know, I try to... There are different ways to do this. And as I say, I struggle with this because do I want to read through the podcast, listen to it, and cut out unnecessary statements or comments? I tend to cut out the beginning where, like, you and I did a little bit of talk before we mm-hmm. started. You hit record, I cut that out.
Yep.
And then when we stop recording, you and I will continue to talk, and I cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I always tell my guests is if you say something you wish you didn't say, if you let me know, I will certainly, you know, cut that out.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, for me, it's not necessarily parts of the conversation. Like, we're an explicit network. Steve and I said from the very day one, if we want to say any kind of curse word or any kind of innuendo or innuendon't, because I call them innuendon'ts now. Like, if we want to do that, we're going to do that because it's going to be tagged explicit on every platform. Is it something we do all the time? Hell no. Okay, maybe that was an example. But the point is that for me, unless somebody has such a vastly bad opinion or bad statement about something, I'm not going to cut the conversation. What I'm going to cut is all of the excess sounds and the word fillers, because I don't, as a listener, I don't do word fillers. I think, oh God, I would have cut that. That's just the way I am. But yeah, no, I mean, for me, like an hour and a half, 2 hour podcast probably will take me 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because I do listen through everything because I want it to sound, after 16 years, if I don't have it sounding the best way it sounds to my ear, then I know I can't put it out because I know somebody's going to come at me and say, hey, I listened to this new show of yours or this new episode you put out and it's got this, this, and this, and this, and this. I'm like, okay, I'll fix that next time, or I'll go back and fix that, or whatever. We just had an episode where I had to double back on a couple of things because, not because of the content, but because of things that I missed in the edit. So, but yeah, I would say if you're going through the episode to make sure everything is good, if it's an hour-long podcast, give it an hour and 45 minutes on the edit. That's, you know, general, I guess, for me anyway.
Absolutely.
As a producer, do you prefer in-person recordings or over-the-internet recordings via Zoom, Discord, Skype, etc.?
This podcast is currently on hiatus, the How Many podcast. And what that was is just a bunch of us. We were friends, and so it basically was used for us to play grab ass together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so we recorded until the pandemic. We always recorded in person. We would go to someone's house. We would find a central place and we would record in person. With the pandemic, we started having to record via Zoom. I think we will, when we start back doing again, we'll go back in person. you know, I do sometimes during the Dallas Cowboys season, my son and his best friend Colin will come over to the house and we'll throw the mic up and we'll just talk a little bit about the Cowboys and I'll put it up as kind of a bonus episode. But like almost all my stuff is done through the internet. And if I, you know, I would love to get involved more with local conventions, helping to host panels. I've done a couple in the past and I feel comfortable doing panels and interviewing people, but most of my stuff is through the internet.
Yeah, that's the same way I've been for 16. Like Steve and I did a couple in-person recordings when he came up for my wedding in 2017 and that kind of stuff. And I did one other in-person recording, but I'm used to that was in 2017 after almost a decade of podcasting behind the mic, behind the screen, looking at the script, looking at the questions and not looking to my left or looking to my right or facing somebody and facing away from the thing that's actually recording the thing. Like you gotta, can't tell you how many times there have been times where it's like, if you're not paying attention to Skype or Audacity, you're going to be screwed because something's going to go wrong. Kind of a thing. As both a listener and a producer, do you prefer one feed have everything or should each type of show have its own feed? So in this case, like, you don't like Springsteen in Five Lines or any of the other Springs, like it can all go on Bruce's feed, but you're not gonna, sometimes you'll mix in perfectly good podcast stuff and vice versa, depending on if it needs to be syndicated. But the way I've always looked at it is every show deserves its own feed because every show is not gonna have the same audience as every other show.
Yeah, I usually have the same thing where I have each show has its own feed. Now I will do some cross feeding. Like when Sylvan joined me to talk about Nebraska and I put it on both feeds because it's Sylvan.
Yep.
But yeah, but normally I just have them on their own just because you're right. They each deserve their own version, their own kind of the standalone, right? It is just makes a lot of sense.
Yep, yep. Absolutely. Well, we talked about this before too, but was there ever a moment where you were completely done with podcasting and was going to walk away?
When I was sick, I kind of took a little bit time off. I had a lot going on once, and we just hit 10 years of Next Stop Everywhere, and I ended up not doing that. I ended up going, I'm going to take a break. And so Charles did that, you know, without me. And then I came back. So it's mostly, and I do try to give myself breaks and try to set things off. And then of course something goes, like I will take off half of December and I may even take off part of January just because I'm having to do so much for November. But I tend to just once I get the mic talking to me, I'm happy.
What do you see as the differences in podcasting versus being on the radio?
The difference is if I screw up, we can edit it.
Yep.
If someone is having a bad day, we can say, hey, let's stop and let's try again, or we can reschedule this. I am amazed that people like, okay, here's a fun story. So before the Cowboys season started, Chris, Colin, and I all recorded like a 40-minute episode talking about the season and doing everything. And when we finished, we realized that we didn't have a backup. We only recorded one source and the source stopped after 10 minutes.
Oh no. Yeah. It's those types of things. Yeah.
And the boys both were like, no, just
yeah,
no, we can't re-record it. Right. No. And so, you know, Chris talks about that. Think about it, you know, George, Craig and Gordon, who do the morning show for The Ticket, they start at 5:30 and they go to 10. And that's three segments, an hour. and it every day, 5 days a week, coming up with content. And that, I think, is the dig. You just churn through content. You've got to figure out what to talk about. So I think that's the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And plus, because they're on the radio from 5:30 to 10, that means they're at the radio station at 4:30 in the morning, because they have to get there to prep everything if everything isn't already
prepped. Exactly.
So
yes.
That's another extra hour of, yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to ask this next question, and I'm going to do a follow-up question before you answer, because I need to know the answer to the follow-up question.
Okay.
If you've done any interviews with famous people, hint, hint, which was your favorite? Now, you are over, just under, or just over 1,200 episodes. When are you getting Bruce on the podcast?
Yeah, boy, I sure would love that. My latest one, I would love Hank Azalea, because he's doing a Bruce Springsteen tribute band right now, and it's available on the internet. He did Born to Run, doing all the a different line using a voice from different characters he's done on The Simpsons. Yeah, I would love Bruce. I would love Little Steven. I would love any member of the E Street Band. You know, I've done David Wilde, who has written for the Grammys, was just on recently. I have had Maureen Van Zandt on twice. That is Little Steven's wife. She was played his wife on The Sopranos. Mike Scully, who was one of the showrunners of The Sopranos, has been on the podcast. I've had multiple writers who are very well known. Todd Goldberg, our mutual friend Tom Zoller, you know, other writers and musicians on. So I guess the two biggest celebrities I've ever had is Mad Dog Lopez, who is the original drummer for the E Street Band. He actually played on the first two albums of, and then the Bruce's first manager, Mike Appel. And that's the one there was a massive lawsuit about, that when, so Mike Appel was the one who got him in front of Columbia Records, got him signed, and helped produce the first three albums. And then he and Bruce had a falling out and a lawsuit. And so that was a pretty big thing. I was lucky enough, I got to talk to 20 Minutes with Don McLean, which was very cool. Obviously, I'd love to talk to Tom Hanks or Kevin Bacon, or, you know, people that are huge Bruce fans, not just because I love them as actors or something, but I'd love to just talk to them about their fandom the same way as I talk to just a normal person, you know, that's on the show telling their story about their fandom.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be nice to have them on here.
So you've gotten Little Steven's wife on the show, and you've gotten, yes, Nancy Hyatt on the show. Yes. You have the connections. Come on, you got to use those.
You know, I don't know how, I just don't know how to politely go to a Marine. Hey, didn't you have fun? Can't you talk? You know, and we actually had Nikki Girard, who is currently living with Gary Talent, who's the bass player. And she's been on twice. She had a book that she was promoting.
Yep, I remember and that episode.
Yeah, and she talked about that he just hates press. But this isn't press, though.
This is not like podcast.
Yeah.
This isn't a press circuit. This isn't a photo op. This isn't a press junket where there are a million. This is a one on, specifically with you. Like, if you were to get Bruce,
yeah,
it would be you and Bruce having a conversation about him, about his life, about his music. And you would ask him all of the personal questions that you ask everybody else, because the point is to get their story. This isn't about any of what celebrities may perceive as press. This is not Like, every time I talk to anybody, I'll say, hey, look, we would like to talk to you because of this. I'm a fan. Like, literally, I just, again, you'll be hearing this in late October, folks, probably, but as of this recording, I just finished the second interview of the year with the Dynamic Music Partners, Christopher Carter, Lolita Romanis, and Michael McQuestion. They did the music on Batman Beyond from the old DCAU cartoons from 1999. Batman Beyond is 25 years old this year. And I say to everybody who is anybody that comes on any of my podcasts that I do interviews with, specifically the voice actors and other people, thank you for coming on. If you ever have anything in the future that you would like to come back on and talk about, if you've got any new projects, just let us know. I've interviewed Stan Bush, like, I don't know, 11 times in 16 years, because every time Stan has a new album, I'm like, hey, Stan, you want to come on and talk about the new album? I'd love to hear it before it's out or when it's out or whatever. You just have to kind of ask. And if they... It's up to them. If they say yes or no, that's, you know, a yes or a no is better than no answer at all and not knowing. I don't know. That's my spiel.
Very nice.
All right. Last three questions. Once your current, well, your current podcast won't end because it's 1,200 episodes and I'm sure you want to hit 2,000. But at some point, Perfectly Good Podcast will have a sort of ending, but the question basically is for those people that only have one podcast and they want to end it eventually. Once your current podcast ends, what is next for you in the world of podcasting?
You know, just to keep doing what, you know, I'm doing, just trying to have fun and, you know, just kind of enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. What advice do you have for new and veteran podcasters in the art of podcasting?
I would, you know, I kind of shared with that already. Make sure it's a topic you enjoy discussing. Just keep trying to have fun with it. Enjoy. And always have two or three episodes in the can. Because you never know when life's going to get in the way and you're going to go, oh. And be consistent. You know, the people want to know that when they go to that feed, they're going to be, you know, they can count on it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Final question. Where can the people find your shows?
So you can find me on social media at Jesse Jackson DFW on Twitter, AKX. I am on Facebook, Jesse Jackson, Louisville, Texas. You know, you can find our podcast wherever you find services. Seth Lessing Bruce and Perfectly Good Podcast are part of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Doctor Who, The Next Stop Everywhere on Strange and Wonderful Productions, which is Charles's area. We can you can find them wherever it is. And then Last Best Hope for Conversation is where we're going through Babylon 5 episodes. And that's, like I said, if you just look for any of those on our podcast feed. There we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some podcast ads and some other stuff, and we will come back to close the show right after this.
Hello, geeks. Want a podcast that covers a vast array of topics with no rhyme or reason? Then check out Altered Geek Unlimited, where the topics fly more or less off the cuff. We cover media news, TV, our favorite geek products, and of course, your feedback. So get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Do you know John Hiatt songs?
Maybe you know them from being covered by Roseanne Cash, Three Dog Night, the Neville Brothers, Emmylou Harris, Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Jeff Healey, Bonnie Raitt, or literally hundreds of others.
Maybe you have some of his albums on your shelf or in your cow-horned Cadillac right now.
I'm Jesse Jackson.
And I'm Sylvan Groff.
And we're going to dive in from A to Z. Join us on the Perfectly Good Podcast.
We're going to discuss all of your favorites and uncover some forgotten gems from Aces Up Your Sleeve to Zero House.
Rate and debate every John Hiatt song on the Perfectly Good Podcast. Have a little faith. For over 6 years, my guest and I have been discussing the soundtracks to our lives. I'm Jesse Jackson, and I've had hundreds of fans from around the world share their stories about the power and magic of all kinds of music. If you enjoy stories about joy, redemption, trials, and ultimately triumph, then please check out Set Listing Bruce, a Bruce Springsteen fan podcast. Remember, there is magic in the night.
All right, folks, we are back here inside Studio 2009, only on the GeekCast Radio Network. Any final thoughts from you, sir, after the experience of the podcast approach?
No, I just really appreciate the questions and the thoughts. You know, it's kind of fun to talk about the behind-the-scenes story of, you know, kind of where and why we're doing this. Always think it's interesting to hear. I like talking about how the sausage is made. And so I appreciate the chance to talk a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even though, folks, this will be, oh God, now I've got Taxi stuck in my head from 2004. Even though this will be episode 97 of the podcast, this is only the overall 16th episode of the Podcast Approach series. So we start, like I said before, Steve and I started Studio 2009 in 2020, and we had a whole bunch of other ideas that we wanted to fit in here. And the whole point of Studio 2009 is we can talk about anything in the audio or visual realm. If you can read it, hear it, see it, watch it, whatever, we'll talk about it. Mostly we do movies, but we will be doing TV shows and other things as well. But part of that was at the time, because when we started it, it was the middle of, you know, the stuff in 2020, I wanted something different. I needed something different. And I already had this 30-question format for comic books, cartoons, and other stuff. So I'm like, why not take that and morph it into podcast stuff and call it Podcast Approach and figure out what people's podcast approach is. Have 30 questions because it's a nice even number. If you need to do an ad break between the 15 questions, you can do that there. We don't have to do that anymore, thank God. But because the ad break that I just put in is just simply ads that I've had from people over the years, like yourself and others. But yeah, we've only had 16 episodes of Podcast Approach. So if you are out there, you're a podcaster or a podcast listener, you can send feedback. You can send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put in the subject line Podcast Approach guest spot. I would love to get more people's stories as possible. So any other final thoughts from you before I run through the closing?
No, this was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to having you back on Set Listing Bruce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, folks, thank you for joining us here inside Studio 2009. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. You can check us out on any podcatching client you choose to use. If you're an Apple person, that's Apple Podcasts. If you're an Android person, that's Spotify, because Spotify is superior in my personal opinion. Follow us on Twitter. We are at GeekCast Radio for the network. We are at It's Studio 2009 for the show. I am at TFG1 Mike. You can become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCast Radio Network. You can also check out Studio 2009 podcast over there as well. Next time, we will be getting another origin story. This time, we're going to go to the world of video games, and we're going to get the gamer origins of X-51 the Machine Man, a.k.a. Art Danner. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Jesse Jackson,
saying you'll hear us back in the studio soon. I know someday I'll walk out.